Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host Iggy Garcia and Mark Matheny. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, enjoy your lunch, and listen to some of the coolest things on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now on to the show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom. I'm Iggy Garcia, and I am here with Katie Singing Eagle and
hey.
Mark Matheny.
Hi.
How do you choose on reindeer jelly beans?
Reindeer poop.
So how's everybody doing today?
The best poop on the market.
Good? Doing good?
Yeah, doing fine. It's crazy out there, folks. I hope you've got your patience and your counting to 10 before you react to anything. And
I must be on a different planet.
Having a good day.
Or just been in this basement too long.
Yeah, if you're out driving, be very careful today. There are lots of visitors to the planet out there driving around today.
And they haven't driven a car in eons.
Right. Yeah, and it's not your usual, you know, people running. I mean, it's like people just, because, I mean, it's a 15-minute drive from my place to here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just people just, like, stopping in the middle of the road. People just, like, weaving in and out of lanes, turning with no turns, just stopping.
Or sitting
not,
at green lights.
Yeah, it's not your usual. It's not your usual crazy reckless. It's like no one is in their body today.
No, I see what you're saying.
It's like everyone is just like, so there's three.
Because I said
kind of major, four major things going on that we can get into at some point.
Let's start
there.
With one.
Yeah.
While you're at it, are you ready? Or are you still out of your body? Do you want to keep? Okay. You want to choke a little bit?
I feel absolutely crazy. I don't let Katie talk for a minute.
Talk, Katie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie. I appreciate it. No.
Sitting at a left turn signal, and the person doesn't who's in front doesn't decide to turn until it goes yellow.
Right.
I'm like, you know, it's green, it's green, it's green, it's green.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't like honking my horn too much if I don't have to. And then it's like, so I wonder if they were asleep, if they were texting, if they were on the phone, or they just weren't paying attention. Now, I've done something to where I was just not, oh, it's green. You know, I was just off in my own world somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, kind of like wish I could turn around and apologize to the people behind me. But I know stuff happens. And, this morning I had a meeting with someone who's helping me do some things and trying not to be triggered by their behavior, because they were talking down to me a little bit, and I had to let them know, please do not talk down to me. I am not stupid. Well, some people just this, that I'm not some people. You know, just trying to talk kind of calm to
mm-hmm.
her, letting her know. It's all about, just like we talk about setting healthy limits and boundaries, we teach people how to treat us. And I said, I like creepy.
Did you say creepy people?
No. Treating people with love and respect or warmth, if not love so much that, you know, you try to love everybody, but I don't know someone. I try to at least treat them with warmth and respect and not talk down to them or anything, like, or be condescending. And that's what I told her. We have to, I don't like when someone does that to me. So, but, and even though she deals with people who maybe are those that don't know, or she can do that too, because she's an older woman, I'm not the one, because I have a above average IQ. I'm very smart and intelligent, and I can put somebody in their place in a minute if they cross certain boundaries or lines. And I don't like to do that, but if need be, I will, because I like being kind and generous, and you know, nice to people. So I don't like to have to cross that line and not be the nice person, but have to be the bad guy every so often. But so far it's been a good morning.
Good.
You know, good morning.
Your coffee and your tuna fish sandwich, you're all set.
Yeah, my blood sugar started dropping on me on the way here, so I had to make a quick stop over here at the Giant Eagle store and run in and grab something so I wouldn't be passing out, because I ate it like 6 this morning. So, everybody enjoying this holiday season with the crazies out there?
With your big smile on your face as you say it.
Holiday season.
I can't say I'm not enjoying it. I'm enjoying watching everybody fall apart.
So am I.
Terrible.
Oh my goodness.
I'm a people watcher.
I'm just like, you know, that's my name, hoop watcher. People think it's basketball. No, I mean, it's actually about watching the hoop, the medicine wheel, the, you know, watching what happens in it. That's what hoop watcher stands for, and observing and then reporting back to, you know, to myself or whoever asks about it. So, but it's interesting to sit there and just watch how people transition into emotions so quickly in a matter of minutes or seconds. Just like that, snap of a finger. They're like, ha ha, and they're like, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening a lot. I mean, I'm sure it's happened to me, I'm sure. But I think I'm at the place where I can at least kind of tell when I'm going to go into that, versus like maybe I used to not be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where I just kind of went right in there and just like, bam, then find out, then like 2 seconds, 5 minutes later, like, what did I just do?
You got triggered.
You know? The things that used to trigger me or the things that people used to say don't trigger me the same way they used to, because I'm more cognitive towards it. You know, I'm not saying I don't get triggered, but, you know, especially the people around me, you know, I'm able to, you know, hold back a little bit, learn how to deflect a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you also learn to be aloof, and you learn to be, you know, the other way too. So you have to be careful, and you don't want to go too extreme one way or the other, because then you can be removed completely.
Yeah, sometimes you just, like, I could see now where it's not about me, it's nothing I did to someone, it's about something that's going on the inside of them, so I can just, okay, that person said this, so this must have something to do with their insecurities or securities or their love or their like or how they feel about the world or something, and so I don't try to take things personally anymore if someone's, you know, doing something that's a little on the negative side or something. So I'm like, okay, let me just say,
there's really nothing you can
breathe,
do or say unless
yeah.
they're open to listening to what you have to say. And yet even when you have something to say, they really don't. They're really only half listening anyhow. They're not completely listening.
So this, just like this morning, for what I just like, okay, I'm just going to be quiet and I'm just going to listen, because this is how this person is. I've been dealing with her now for about 3 months now. So...
I can see it in your face, man. Don't you love to be treated like a child? Like you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I've been on this earth in this life at least 51 years now. I should know what I'm doing or what I'm about or what's in my own mind by
now. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We should.
I know. I need to try to give people advice on something like... people talking about lunar cycles or something like that. I run into this one a lot. Talking about lunar cycles or something, I'll be like, oh, well, this is the best time for this energy, and this is the best, and all this. And, like, you know, they're kind of, oh, that's not what I heard. That's not what my calendar says. I'm like, oh, your calendar says that. Okay, I'm sorry. I've only been studying astrology for 22 years. I must not, your calendar must doubt, you know, your generic calendar made by a greeting card company surely has more
better
knowledge
life
than my 22 years of nonstop.
Yeah, they probably just put that in there.
Right.
We're out of space. Ah, it doesn't matter.
I can't possibly have as much knowledge as a greeting card company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we won't say the name, but yeah.
Right.
Don't want to give them any props.
Okay, so... okay. I'm going to try, and this is where I have a problem. But I tend to just blah... and throw all this stuff out there. I'm going to try and keep this simple. So, so, okay. So, the first thing that's happening right, if you're just feeling absolutely crazy today, as I am. Okay, so last night, yesterday afternoon, at 3:41 p.m., we had the planet Jupiter, which is the biggest planet. It made a station. So whenever a planet makes a station, you feel its energies really heavy for a week on either side. Jupiter is being the biggest planet, it rules lots of. Anywhere where Jupiter is hitting, you get lots of. If it's hitting your moon, you get lots of emotions. If it's hitting your Mars, you get lots of anger. If it's hitting your Neptune, you're really dreamy and just want to sleep.
Must be hitting my Neptune.
So depending on, yes, it hit my Neptune.
Yeah, it hit mine yesterday too.
Because it tickles sometimes.
I was sleepy all day.
So whatever it hits, you get lots of. So if you know your chart at all, Jupiter stationed at 23 degrees of Leo. So if you have anything at 23 degrees, Leo, Taurus, Aquarius, Scorpio, you're most likely to feel that the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing, we're in this 2.5-year cycle of the Uranus-Pluto square. And if you've picked up a newspaper or looked at the news, you know, the only thing happening on the Earth right now is riots and rebellions everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto is the power structure. Uranus is rebellion. That's all that is going on anywhere in the world right now. There were riots at Berkeley last night where the police were shooting tear gas at
peaceful
protesters. It's going on in
places.
New York, Ferguson.
Here in Columbus?
Last night it was here in Columbus. They had people down at the police station.
Yep. I believe Turkey, Greece, everywhere. This is the sixth, the seventh of these. The exact square is on next Monday, the 15th, really early in the morning. So, a lot of you are going to be very sleepless next Sunday night. It's going to be hard to sleep because that energy is so powerful. And it's all about not only – all the stuff we see outwardly in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, is also being reflected inward. So anything that – where something or someone has control over us, we're wanting to rebel against it also. And so that's where the inner is playing itself out and the outer. So just imagine the intensity and the upheaval we're seeing outwardly displayed. A lot of people are feeling this inwardly. So we have that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Jupiter energy, which is the lots of.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's about 10 things going on. But the third one that I want to keep this fairly intact. So here's the third. You're killing me. And it disappeared just as I was about to read.
Let me read a bop you in the head.
So the third thing, and this is. This is bizarre that this disappeared. Okay, so we can all agree, I think, that the sun's rays has an effect on things going on the Earth, correct? I mean,
yeah.
We wear sunscreen, right? Because we can get sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it affects the radiation, it affects, you know, they can talk about global warming and stuff like this. And, you know, a lot of this stuff has to do, you know, the sun's rays definitely affect our reality here. So I want to read you this little post from last night. This is from a really good website. It's called spaceweather.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on top of all this really intense astrological energy, let's throw this in. The sun is like a giant microwave. That's why we get burnt
mm-hmm.
when we're outside without sunscreen or protection or whatever.
That's true.
Okay, what's going on? Cosmic rays are intensifying. Galactic cosmic rays are a mixture of high... There will not be a test on this later.
Oh, jeez.
Are a mixture of high-energy photons and subatomic particles accelerated to near-light speed by violent events such as supernova explosions. astronauts are protected from cosmic rays in part by the sun. Solar magnetic fields and the solar wind combine to create a porous shield that fends off energetic particles from outside the solar system. The problem is the sun and its solar wind are currently exhibiting extremely low densities and magnetic field strengths. Okay, and this is the important part, representing states that have never been observed during the space age. Okay, so the sun and its solar wind are currently exhibiting extremely low densities in magnetic field strengths, representing states that have never been observed during the space age. Translation, never been observed.
Mm-hmm.
Because what... You know, as long as we never been before the space age, we weren't able to see out that far out into space.
That's true.
So these have never been observed before. As a result of the remarkably weak solar activity, we also have observed the highest fluxes of cosmic rays in the space age. So again, I'm going to translate that. The highest fluxes of cosmic rays in the space age, that means ever observed again.
Yeah.
So, the solar activity that is happening right now has never been measured. The magnetic fields and the solar flares and the solar activity, the solar energy has never been this high, and the magnetic field never been this low. So we know how the sun affects us and affects everything normally.
Mm-hmm.
Where this is right now is an unprecedented time in the history of humanity since we've kept records. So if you know just, you know, 3 or 4 degrees temperature difference when you're outside can mean you get a sunburn, or you get maybe you get melanoma from being out in the sun.
Well, 3 degrees, if the Earth moved 3 degrees one way or the other axis, it's not the same.
Right.
Life mm-hmm. on Earth can cease to exist.
Right. So we're getting lows in the mm-hmm. magnetic defense that have never been recorded before, never been recorded this low, and solar activity that has never been this high ever before, as long as we've been able to measure it,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe 5,000 years ago, maybe it was, you know. But since we've been able to measure any of these things, these levels have never been seen before.
Well, we have the technology to measure them, too, now. Versus
right.
That. We're just
right.
going to get better and better.
So people have been studying the activities of people and stuff when these solar flares are really high or when the solar activity is really out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
And you tend to get a lot more craziness and just people like blacking out and just bizarre behavior. And to back that up with those two astrological transits that are happening, and on top of that, there's the other big astrology thing that's happening is, well, there's two others. A, we're at the last 2 weeks of Saturn in Scorpio, which has been there for 2.5 years. In about 2 weeks, I think it's on the 23rd, Saturn goes into Sagittarius. So once you hit those key degrees of a sign, the last mm-hmm. couple degrees, everything is intensified. It's like the exclamation point of that energy. And Saturn in Scorpio is power, control, authority, police, mm-hmm. military, systems of control, power struggles. So
yeah.
That is at the highest of that energy right now, too. And also, we have transiting Pluto is square to the nodes. Pluto is the most powerful planet. It rules transformation. It correlates with the soul. The nodes show our destiny. Individually in our chart, the nodes show which way we're supposed to move towards and
mm-hmm.
what past karma we're working out.
Mm-hmm.
So when Pluto is square the nodes in the sky, it means it's kind of an effect for everyone. So right now, we have the maximum amount of rebellion and fighting with the power struggles going on. We have the most abuse and abuses of power and authority.
Mm-hmm.
We have people, mankind as a whole, at a key point and shifting their destiny, and we have solar flares and the magnetic shields at opposite ends of all-time records. And that's all happening right now.
When you said that the solar flares and everything and the sun affects the people, first thing I thought about was just ask the people at Daytona Beach, Florida, on spring break.
Mm.
All these kids show up and how the sun brings out all the different energies in them. You know,
mm-hmm.
they drink, they party, they have a good time, you know. Sun's been, you know, worshipped, you know, for a long time. Even though they may not be worshipping directly, but they are, in a sense, saying thank you. It's spring break. We're here partying. So I get the idea. You know, I understand, you know, the Incas and the Mayans and the Aztecs, they all worshipped the sun because they knew it was consistent. It would always come back. It was guaranteed. And it also gave life. And it was, that's why gold, they represented through gold. Gold was the representation of the tears of the sun going in, you know, into the mountain, and they pulled it out. They didn't look at gold as treasured as we do. They looked at gold as a gift versus, you know, so it wasn't one of those things that, like here and now in our society, gold is so precious because we just don't mine it. That's why it's so precious. No, and it's hard to get to and it's hard to extract because it goes deep into the mountainsides and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know,
or even, you know, even look even look at the correlations in the Bible. I mean, what do probably thousands of verses in the Bible end with? And how do we end prayers? Amen. What is amen from?
Amen.
Amen is from Amen Ra.
Amen Ra.
Right. The Egyptian sun god.
Mm-hmm. But it means so be it.
Well, the point is it's from something. Someone else's.
Right.
You know, it's not original, mm-hmm. is what he's trying to say. I think what he's trying to say is that we adapt from different cultures, different things, and then we try to make it ours, which we do in a sense.
Right.
Okay.
We change it, and so be it. But there are people who, if they actually broke down things and understood what they were actually saying, they would be shocked.
Right.
You know, they would, like you said, you tell someone that, if you told someone, I would guarantee right now, you walk into a church, maybe five people could tell you exactly what you just said.
Right.
And then you would have this huge debate. God send it to you. You know, half their mouth would hang on the side. You know, they look like they're having a stroke or something.
Right.
You know?
Just like they don't believe that all the religions have the same story.
Right.
Pretty much about a virgin birth. And
there are 38 religions older than Christianity that have the same story. Just
absolutely.
With
they have the same
born
Noah
of a virgin
story,
mother, died on the crucifix, died for our sins, mm-hmm. risen on the third day.
Some of them have an Exodus story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though all this stuff maybe is historically happened at different countries at different times, when you go back and look at history, it's just like, how did these things, the same thing happen in another country at another time in another place, and it's recorded in their history too? So it's just like, when I was studying it and seeing it, I'm just like, wow. But yeah, you go into any like church or someplace, and it's just like, people can only speak or know things from their experience, and then some people don't mm-hmm. want to experience anything. They just want to take somebody's word for something.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's
not. Nothing wrong with taking someone's word, but just hope that their words are, you know,
they're not drinking the Kool-Aid and jumping off the bridge.
Well, who's to say that we're not? You know, prove it to me, you know. I know we have to have faith and go by things and understand that, you know, but people have drank the Kool-Aid for centuries.
For centuries.
And for thousands of years, you know,
mm-hmm.
there was a time where Christians were put into the arena, you know, and crucified and killed. And then they go around and they just go do the same crap, same thing. You know, they go off and create
people.
The crusades. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, that crusade is just one thing, you know.
There's
a revenge factor in man.
Some group or race of people that's always used as the...
We're still fighting the crusades.
You know.
We're still in the Crusader Wars. That's what people don't understand.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, this is a crusade war. This is. I try to tell people this all the time.
The United States has never pulled out of a country. When we've had a military base, we have never, ever, not once, ever, have we completely pulled out of a country.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Because we're crusading.
Because we're crusading. We're colonizing. We're colonizing.
Yeah.
Yep. It's colonization.
We gotta be the...
But it's a different type of colonization. It's inbreeding colonization. It's taking our men and our women and breeding with their men and women, creating a whole different society, a whole group of people. Just go to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, go to Cambodia.
There's a lot of Amerasians.
You go down there. Go to Japan. You go down there and you will see that what's happened. And now those people are starting to come to our countries. They're starting to come and they're trying to find their roots and trying to find out where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful thing, but it's kind of a weird warped thing that we do too, you know. You know, it's something we learn from the Great Britons and the Spains and the French and the Germans to create colonies. Mm-hmm. Because that's where we're from. We're not from this planet. You
right.
Know, we come from another planet that we destroyed. This is my theory. That we totally just wiped out all the natural resources from it. And we had this technology at one time to bend time and space and move through it quicker and faster. That's how we end up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the way we bend time and space is, you know, working through either wormholes or whatever, folding time and going through it, creating highways. Who's to say we haven't created highways through outer space?
Mm-hmm.
Our little mind can't think that because we're
right.
not there yet. We
right.
may never mm-hmm. be there. But when you hear the statement that people says we are the aliens that you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
that's a true statement. You know, it took me a long time to understand what someone was telling me. But it's that we are everywhere. The universe is endless, and all the possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that we do or create or think is happens. Like you said, all of a sudden we have this technology to register and record things that we weren't able to. Did it just come out of nowhere?
Right.
No, it's because this technology is reaching us now. It's been put out there, and we're receiving it.
Right.
You know, have you ever seen the show? It was on for a short period of time, but then they took it off. And I think they took it off because there was a little bit of things that had to do historically that validated a little bit. But you've seen the show Terra Nova?
I've heard of it. I have not.
I remember that.
Okay,
one.
Well, Terra Nova
yeah.
is a really good show. It's actually from a comic book. But Terra Nova, the concept of Terra Nova is this, okay? The Earth in the future is destroying and it's dying and its people are... And most stories about Earth are about the final days of Earth, either through the dust storm. Interstellar is a good movie that just came out. That's about the dust storms. But in Terra Nova, it's about pollution and too much population, and it's just going to collapse. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to save the human race. Well, they don't have the technology to go necessarily to outer space and look for another planet. So what they do is they create a portal in time, a ripple in time, where they could go back into time. So they go back to the Jurassic periods and back to when the dinosaurs were around, and they create these colonies and they start over that way. So it was a pretty interesting concept. But of course, like man does, there's always factions and they fight over territory and lands, and then they got to deal with the dinosaurs, and then it talks about how the dinosaurs became extinct because the man killed them off, and you know, then man destroyed himself eventually. But Terra Nova, the concept is that we repeat the world. You know, they talk about the Hopis talk about the four worlds. You know, the four worlds that have been destroyed, and you know, we're coming mm-hmm. onto the fifth world. So science fiction is not too far off from reality. You know, I really believe that a lot of this stuff we do, and I believe that there's ways that people in the future past, let's call them future past people, are trying to communicate to us and pass along technologies, information to us, and try to save us too from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so ghosts could just be necessary. They could probably just be us trying to communicate, or people who have gone before us trying to communicate back to us. I don't know. Just a theory. Just something to think about.
Speaking of ghosts, there was a lot of spiritual activity Saturday night going on in the
Yeah, there's some weird pictures that came out of
party and stuff.
Oh, that was just me and my tinfoil hat. We had a tinfoil hat party at Garcia's, celebrating my birth and my brother's, and whoever had a December birthday. We're just celebrating all together. But there's always something going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the last time I had I forget. Oh, it was the Halloween party, I think.
Yeah, there was a bunch of
lights. I took some video. There was... I mean, I've seen orbs and stuff in pictures and video, but, like, it was crazy. I mean, they were huge, and they were, like, circling around people and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... Like you said, it's an old building, and...
You know what's so funny, though? About 10 years ago, if you showed somebody that video, they'd be like, oh, wow, that's so cool. But now it's, like, it's such a natural occurrence now.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, everybody sees it, picks it up, or observes it. There's not that, we don't have that there's no nostalgic feeling about it anymore. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I see orbs all the time. I hear people say that all the time to me now. It's like, oh, really? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's like,
and nobody's
cool.
Afraid of them.
No, 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 I have to be afraid, but yeah. I'm just like, don't you have any questions? Don't you have any, like...
Like, who is it?
Don't you want to be, like, a detective and find out, you know, what were they trying to do or communicate? You know, it's just, we just don't have that anymore. No one really, I don't know. I do. I know you guys do, but the majority of people, when you show them things like that, they're like, oh, that's really cool. And then it's just like, hey, did you play the new video game, Foxtrot 29?
Right.
Where you just destroy all the Arabs and all the Chinese guys. And, you know, they go right to these weird places in their minds.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Bigfoot used to be a big deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bigfoot, you know, was like, everybody, oh. Now you have all these pictures, Bigfoot. You know, they may be legitimate or not, but no one really cares. Like they used to. UFOs, yeah, people report them, but, you know, there's just not, I don't know what's going to take to, like, snap us into some kind of.
Probably something come down with a ray gun zapping people.
I'm staying in my basement. I don't know. I just. Just an observation from my end. I could be wrong, you know. I mean, I could be off, too. There might be a whole group of people who are just so into it that I probably would be like, whoa, get me out of this group. I don't know.
Yeah, just like the movies and stuff where people always, they're always running in the path of things. I'm like, have you ever heard of running away from something instead of running in the path and getting stepped on or shot or something like that?
But do you think humans need stimulation? I feel like people really need to be want to be stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that stimulate them now don't stimulate them like they used to.
That's why kids do so bad in school now. It's not that kids are stupider now than when we were growing up. They just dumb them. They don't challenge them. You know, all this No Child Left Behind and all these other crap things they've started, and you know, so now it's all of, it's no longer about teaching kids; it's about getting the test scores so that they.
Going nuts.
It's about getting their test scores so that they all pass, so they keep their government funding. So now, instead of teaching kids being important, it's more important to, you know, try and hit them, give them softballs, you know, really easy stuff to where they can, you know, they can get enough people to pass to, and so then all you do is you hinder people's thinking and their problem solving ability, and you dumb them down by doing that, because instead of, you know, trying to keep them. Because, you know, I think the kids today are actually smarter than we were.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that there's more the ADD and this other stuff. Some of it is, I mean, some of it is the food and the vaccines and stuff because they're poisoning them. But the other part of it is, you know, they try not to chat. They try to, you know, just they try to keep them stupid and not able to think for themselves by instead of challenging them and rewarding them for, you know, thinking bigger, and, you know, it's more like, well, let's keep it all really simple. Let's keep it all really simple so we get enough people to pass. So we don't lose our funding.
And, you know, really, it's not that simple. I think if they teach the test. And the reason I think they teach the test is so they can discourage people to not test well.
Because
then it puts you in a position in life. It puts you in a position, like a caste position. You know, they put you in like, let's say, you test in the top 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to put a lot of energy on you and helping you. But if you toss in the top bottom, throw him a bone. If he makes it, fine. If he doesn't, you know. I think our system is. I think there's some things coming up that we just don't see, that we're not aware of, that certain people will have to do certain jobs and you know, like the movie Interstellar was a good example of this that I watched last night. The one son wasn't necessarily a bright kid, but his job was to be a farmer. Regardless, his father was an astronaut and all this stuff, but they wanted to make him a farmer because they needed more farmers to save the Earth.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And so I'm watching this, I'm going, that could really happen. You know, that could be really something that... But right now, we have lack of farmers. Now we're trying to create an ecosystem that self-pollinates itself, self-creates itself. So in case the bees disappear, like they are disappearing, these plants can do it themselves. They don't need help, you know? And then someone controls the market. Well, if you know anything about controlling nature, you can't control nature. You may be able to control the first generation, second generation, third generation of these plants.
Right.
But at some point, something will mutate and change. Because you're crossbreeding animals into plants, plants into animals. You know, you're doing all the kind of weird craziness. And I tell you, don't be surprised if your tomato plant one day decides to eat you. The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Right.
Remember that movie?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be surprised if stuff like that would happen, you know, or you touch a plant and you get sick, you know.
Some of that old Outer Limits and Twilight Zone stuff coming to pass.
But, you know, it's what man can create in his mind, or woman. Whatever you can create and fathom in your mind, you can create that. You can make that happen. I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to Mars in 2 seconds, you can create something that transports you to Mars in 2 seconds. We just have to learn the other parameters. We have to have the other pieces of the puzzle that come involved with that. That means other people, other technologies. Nothing's impossible. Nothing. Will you be the one to do it? Maybe not.
Right.
Maybe.
You'll have to. So farmers will have to go to Monsanto University and
we don't
learn
know.
How to.
We don't know what the. We don't. We really don't know what the agenda truly is. But there's an agenda out there. You know, I'm all about love and light, but I'm also being the love and light. Understand that, you know, there are people who have a different agenda than I do.
Right.
You know that they have this kick about power and owning. You know, and controlling the masses. And that's been proven over and over in our history. You know, there's nothing that we can't discount that's not true.
Right, right. Because, I mean, that's how do you really control the masses? It's like, you know, yeah, okay, taxing them and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, setting laws that are BS and that kind of stuff is one. But to really control things, I mean, you got to control the resources.
Resources.
The real value now and forevermore and always has been, the real value is actually land, water,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Utilities, electricity, you know, those kind of things, which are basic things. I mean, houses are worth money and stuff like that, but really natural resources is what the real, because we could survive without our cell phones and
absolutely
that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't survive without water or food.
If I told you, if the government says, well, there's no water, you can only have water every 6 hours a day. Like right now, they would turn off our water spigots and they control it.
There'll be black market stuff on our people run the market and
no,
buy
granted,
up all the water.
But then you run to the risk that you're buying contaminated water from the river, you know, who knows? They could get into a really bad mess, but It's like this big, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like, if they wanted to shut off all their power grid right now, they could and just mess with us. And they do that already to some degree.
Oh, yeah. In New York, they have rolling blackouts during the summertime
and
because
California
of the air
too.
Conditioning and all that.
And California, they do too.
And people get mad. They have to let them know sometimes when they're doing it because some of these the little corner store bodegas and stuff, they have when they started doing it, they would lose, some of them would lose their
product,
meat and products
right.
in the refrigerators or freezers, so now they gotta let them know so they can be prepared for it, like have dry ice and stuff
or even compressors, you know, I mean generators,
backup generator to click on.
Well, the point is they have us by them, you know, the cojones
right. Absolutely.
Now, you know, all of us, you, me,
absolutely.
Everybody sitting in this room right now are under their spell. There's nothing we can do unless we truly, honestly move out into the woods and just do it on our own without any contact with the outside world. Can that happen?
Off the grid.
Yeah, you can go off the grid. Your life would be completely different. Would it be worth it? Probably. But even if you go off the grid, at some point, when you go off the grid, you know, there's aspects of being off the grid, too, that are different than being in regular society as well. But one day, we will all be off the grid because our systems will just overheat and over-collapse. We will collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the population growth that we have in this world. It's insane. But we've discounted people. We've stopped teaching people the things that our ancestors taught us.
Survival skills.
Even in the biggest populations, Katie. Look at them. They suffer.
Skills.
They suffer every day because they've been duped to come into the cities and live there. In my country, they've duped the people to come out of the mountains and to come in the cities. That our government in Peru actually has to go and put solar panels and stuff in these villages so these people won't leave the villages and over inundate, you know, the city. You're talking about 28 million people in Peru, okay? And out of that 28 million people, 22 million people live in Lima.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
I am so blessed that if something happens, I grew up with learning how to garden.
Yep.
I know how to garden. I know how to hunt. I know how to take a piece of string and you know, or make string out of bark. I mean, how many people know how to make string out of bark?
Well, that's awesome. But here's another thing. Are you able to adapt if you can't do, if the things don't grow, if things don't happen? You know, that's the key to survival, human survival, is that if you can adapt, your garden doesn't grow and doesn't produce well, and then you're going to have problems. That's why I always believe that people working together and the synergy and bringing in people who know certain things and other things and working together to create something like that, because on your own you can do it. Yeah, it's true. But if you stumble and you have a bad season or something happens, you hit, you know, God forbid you would have a scenario that would play out wrong. Can you adjust? That's the thing. That's the thing. I don't know how I would adjust or if I could adjust quickly enough, you know. I don't know. I'm not in that position, so I can't know. But I know what I'm capable of, but I know what I'm not also capable of. And that's what I think the human species understand. That's why we're good survivors, the human race, is sometimes we know that we're not good at certain things, but we don't tell anybody. We don't show anybody. You know, we don't want to show that side. But deep down inside, we all know where we lack. But we're good at what we're good at, and we do it. And that's why we're still around. That we're damning ourselves, man, to in our future to a bad thing.
Yeah.
Over greed and money. Something's not even real, man. To have a yacht, to have a big ass house, you know.
Yeah, what are those things going to do?
Nothing.
You can't take them with you.
They're in their own little world, man.
You could only use them for a short period of time. They're gonna, you know, need repair.
It's an illusion, man. It's an illusion. It's not real. It's real at that moment. But take it away and take away everything they have. They're just right back where they started.
Because this kind of, it is fun to be on a yacht. I've been on a yacht. Go visit someone at a house party at a mansion or something. I've tagged along to a few of those things, and I'm glad I got to have the experience. But to maintain it all the time and live there day after day, year after year, that lifestyle, trying to maintain that lifestyle, I don't think I could do that. That's not for me. But I like tagging along when I can.
You know, I don't have anything against people wanting to be wealthy and do well. Where I have a problem is if you're doing that on the backs of other people and hurting the environment, hurting people, and hurting the future generations. That's one thing. Because there's people out there who make money and a lot of money who don't do that. But there's a lot of people who go out who are out there just raping the earth, raping our pocketbooks, taking advantage of every situation they can. And that's where I think people are starting to wake up and, you know, they're starting to go, hey, you know what, something's not right. These riots and these protests aren't by chance. You know, it's these people who are sleeping one day in bed and they go, what the heck's going on, you know? It takes a lot of courage to go out there and march and get pepper sprayed and get rubber bullets shot at you.
Yeah.
Or even get killed. You know, how many people on this show, how many of us three would be willing to do that, you know?
Right.
You know, so I and you know, I commend them. You know, I encourage them. Do what you need to do for the ones who aren't willing to do that or don't understand. Maybe I don't understand enough either, you know, to comprehend what's really happening. I can only catch pieces and parts and then try to put it together and read it and figure it out. I know there's a problem, but sometimes we feel like we can't do anything. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's hope when you see other people starting to jump out.
Yeah, we had our little March of the Peacemaker, which was nice, and we had just a few of us had our support. It's like, how many people are willing to march for peace, for something positive, rather than have to march for something that happened negative, you know? So many people out there, like they said last night, about two or 300 people here in Columbus marched. So, two different groups. One started at the OSU campus and they marched down to Goodell. Another started from another point downtown and marched to Goodell. And then from Goodell, they were going to the police station.
Right, and they gave them a list of things that they wanted changed in the police station.
So it's like sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And there was people that I know that were in the group marching. So, and I commend them for going down there and doing what they believed in. So, I mean, I wasn't feeling well. So even if I was...
I might have gone. I didn't know until later this morning.
Yeah, I didn't know about it or anything, but I didn't... I saw it on Facebook. Some people I know, they were down there in the mix. But, you know, I can kind of say that that's not me. I used to do stuff like that, but right now, at this point in time, I might do our thing with our small group, and it'd be good to one day have 200 people go with us when we do our March of the Peacemaker. So,
the only thing I can say is that I think people are just comfortable where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, you know, it's all right. I'm okay in this glove, even though it's too tight or too big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at least it's keeping me warm. You know, kind of feeling.
You think they get complacent?
Sure. I get complacent. You get complacent. Mark gets complacent. We all do.
Absolutely.
We get to this place where we think we're okay and, you know.
We're comfortable.
And then, well, here's the thing. Maybe for you. This is what happens to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm having the struggles, you know, you're working through the struggles and you're trying to push yourself out. And then the next thing you know, you overcome your struggle or you overcome whatever's hampering you. Then you get into this little zone, you know. You're like in the zone. It's like basketball player. Like when you're hot, you're hot. You know, you're all of a sudden you're hot. And so everything else that happened to you was a learning experience. But now you're like here. Okay, cool. I'm here now. I can relax here. But you know, there's more to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can either stay here, which is still the bottom. You know?
Right. right.
But it's just above bottom, you know.
But again, I mean, I don't go. I think a couple weeks ago we talked about getting out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, and getting uncomfortable is tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough because sometimes it means letting go of people. Sometimes it means letting go of beliefs. Sometimes it means you have to get two jobs versus one. Sometimes sometimes. There's always sometimes in there. But within that uncomfortableness, you're growing. You're sprouting, you know. You know, our spirit is growing. Our soul is reaching out. You know, we're much bigger than this little piece of flesh body, you know, that we are in.
Right, yeah.
But we've been so conditioned to believe that this is first. You know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around. You know, spirits have been placed into us to experience what it means to be on this planet temporarily. But so many people think that we're in this body to experience the spirit. That's why people meditate. That's why people go and do all these things, and they try to look out there, what's going on. But look inside your heart. Look inside who you are as a human being. You know, what you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be globally, but it can be here in your own family, you know, here amongst your own friends. That does affect the globe. That does affect the world.
It does.
It does. It's huge. There are things that we have done in this little group over the course of many years, or even a short period of time, that has affected the world. I know that with the deep in my soul, I know that's true.
So do I.
Do we have to see it? Do we have to observe it? No, you just have to know that it is. One word that we've spoke changed someone's life. Hopefully for the better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
For the...
Hey, maybe it pissed them off and got them motivated to do something.
Absolutely.
You know, if they didn't like what we said.
I mean, but that's... We don't know why we speak the things we speak sometimes.
Right.
I mean, we do these shows, and we do come in. We come in with a somewhat of a format of what we where we want to go. But you know, spirit kind of leads it because there's something inside of our innate souls and our innate abilities to share what's on our mind.
It's I mean, I can't even count the number of times where I thought like I didn't know why I was at a certain place at a certain time or whatnot. Then you'll just get. It's just a direct message, you know, from you to someone else mm-hmm. or from someone else to you that you weren't, there may be something very subtle or simple that they say, but then you're like, oh, dang it, that was like the answer to my question, or that's the answer to something that's been bothering me, or you see someone else, just, you know, see them light up and go, oh,
true.
You know? You never know how messages are going to reach you or go through you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. Yeah, we're all connected, regardless if we like it or not. You know? If someone drops a bomb on that other side of the world, it does affect us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It does affect us. The wars that are over there do affect us. That affects everything. And I don't know why we keep doing the same dumb shit over and over and over. And excuse my language, but man, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Oh, I saw an amazingly asinine article in the Dispatch. It was yesterday, today. Said something about, and this wasn't anything against the Dispatch on it. It was just like, it wasn't an opinion piece or anything. It was something about some people were. We're pulling out of our embassy in Afghanistan or something, and it was like, oh my gosh, they're worried there's going to be a total collapse. And how can something collapse that's not freaking standing as it is?
Mm-hmm.
How can a collapsed house of cards collapse?
Yeah,
was there going to be more collapsiter? Sorry, the 72 people in the U.S. embassy there won't be there anymore.
Oh wow,
Are we still going to have troops there? Yes. Are we sending more troops there? Yes. Obama already said that. Are we moving our military bases out of there? No.
And they said they weren't going to send more troops or nothing anymore. That's the biggest lie.
Here's it. Anytime a U.S. president says we are not sending more troops, I will bet the foreskin on my penis that we will be immediately sending more troops. If you want to know how everything on Earth works, read the novel 1984.
Now we know you have foreskin.
Everything is truth speak. Everything is double speak. The Clean Air Act allows gigantic corporations to pollute more. That's how it all works.
Yep. And yeah, we found out something like that not too long ago.
It's like if you watch sports. If a team gives if you know the coach is in trouble and the owner gives the coach a vote of confidence, oh, we're not going to fire him. That dude is so fired. As soon as the owner says, oh, no, we're not firing him, you know that guy's fired.
Yeah.
Just like we went to a great council, our indigenous peoples group. We went to great council. And we have been using for some of our different projects, we use a form that takes away liability, keeps us from liability for anything. But actually we found out that having people sign that form actually makes us liable for anything that happens to them. So here we are thinking, you know, you're thinking you're covering your butt.
Mm-hmm.
From anything happening to anybody or while they're in your group or going through your activity. But actually that waiver of liability.
We're acknowledging that acknowledging it.
That there is a liability.
That there is a liability.
Right. Here, sign this form, and we promise that we won't not steal information off of your... You know, I
mean, sign this form saying that you're not going to sue us for something that you're doing at your own risk.
Because then they're doing it at their own risk anyhow.
Right. It's like you're...
We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
It's my aunt's birthday. Call her.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I am your host, Iggy Garcia. Katie Seagneagle. Mark Matheny.
Hey. Welcome back to the Foreskin Hour.
The Foreskin
Today
Hour.
We're exchanging foreskin recipes and different things. Ew. We can be done with.
And I know one of our listeners is probably laughing her butt off.
The lioness,
the blue horsey.
Oh, talking about Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue. You know, people don't realize that when
I'm
United
not sure
States.
Who Mr. Blue is?
We'll tell you about it later.
Yeah.
When we put naval bases or army bases or any country, it actually becomes U.S. soil. It's U.S. soil. People don't realize that.
So, do you know how big... Do you know how big... I don't know how many nations there are anymore. 240-something or something like that. Do you know how big of an army Costa Rica has? You know where they would rank in that as far as how big their army is?
Well, they probably have the largest army because they probably don't have an army. It's probably because it's our army.
That would be correct. Same thing. Guam is a U.S. protectorate, very conveniently placed, you know, strategically in between.
We're going to put our army on your country.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's the kind of things we do.
And we call them protectorates.
Protectorate.
Like Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Puerto Rico. Well, kind of part of the United States. You're kind of not. We're kind of... You have a U.S. zip code, but yeah, you have to have... export documentation to get product over there.
They can vote.
You can vote. Our military.
Costa Ricans can vote too.
Can they vote?
No, I don't know.
Oh. Right.
I know people in Guam probably can.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why they said he was going to be world president, right? Obama?
Yes.
You remember hear people saying that?
President.
World president? Well, he is in a sense, if you think about it. If the military. People in the military installations can vote in Afghanistan or Iraq, Germany, Japan, you know.
Well, I guess on that level, every president's kind of been.
So he's actually world president to some degree. But we don't have the same pool we used to, though. You know, they don't look at us the same.
No.
The world.
No.
There used to be a time where, you know, when you were American, like, oh, you're American. Now it's like,
yeah, we've bought stuff.
Chase you down the street with a sword.
We've bought stuff up so badly the last decade that...
Well, we have our arrogance complex. We come in there, we think that, you know, that we're American, we're going to spend money here, and you're going to treat us, you know. There are some places you can still do that, but...
And
this millennium, we've botched everything.
Yes.
There's people that think that American people are so rich, but they don't know that there's many of us. And I had to tell someone once, I said, there's many of us that live off of below poverty level here in the United States.
But we're richer than them, though, even our poverty level.
Because I had someone say, well, why don't you get a plane ticket and come on over, you know, or
oh,
something.
Yeah, sure,
and I'm
be
like,
right there.
Yeah, I can just go get a plane ticket. I said, most plane tickets to where the person wanted me to come is more than what I get mm-hmm. in a month's time. And I had to, I said, the plane ticket there is $1,600.
Wow.
I said, I live off of less than $1,000. So it would take me a few months to save up that for that plane ticket mm-hmm. to get to where you want. I just can't go say, here's my $1,600 round trip. I need a round trip ticket to Timbuktu.
They don't want you to travel.
Mm-hmm.
They may think that they want you to travel. They don't want you to travel. They don't want you to leave. They don't want to leave the confines of your house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you can, well, then good for you. But
that is the best citizen you can be for the government. Stay in your house. Stay tuned into your TV. Be really afraid all the time. That's really important. To be a good
zombie.
Citizen, just be really afraid of everything all the time. Oh, God, Ebola. Oh, God, there's terrorists. Oh, ISIS. Oh, the Muslims are going to get me. Oh, the economy's in the toilet. Oh, I'm afraid. Let me watch the TV news and see how they...
Let me stay in my house.
Yeah, let the TV news tell me how I should feel.
Because there's people, the way things are set up now, too, you don't never have to leave your house. I mean, you can get your groceries delivered. You know, you can have Amazon or somebody send you your toiletries and whatnot you need. You can have delivery people. I've been getting this commercial about Grubhub, whatever it is, that delivers anywhere in the city from any restaurant almost in your area. It gives you a list of restaurants, and then you can pick who you want to eat from, you know.
Right.
And then whatever you want.
Or Chinese delivery every day.
Yeah, you don't never have to leave your house or your apartment anymore. Everything can be taken care of online or by telephone or however you want. You can even work from home, you know, have little businesses and stuff like that. You don't ever have to leave. It's like you're in a prison. I mean, there's a couple days a week where there's times when I don't leave my apartment. I mean, but I always got something plenty to do that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Stimulating my brain. I'm not turning into a block of cement. I mean, but I have the...
I just had a visual. I'm like...
like Jabba the Hutt or something. Yeah, huh? Sitting.
Not in
I don't know, but... I mean, but you see, then you see on the news where somebody never left their apartment. I mean... Here's
in over
something.
23 years.
Yeah, you see these people who have never, and then they're like hoarders, and their house is full of junk, and they never leave. Or there's somebody who's sedentary, who they end up having to cut out their apartment or their house because they haven't left their house in years, and they're over 1,000 pounds. You know, they're like a couple of tons sitting there.
Yeah.
Because they've never left their apartment or anything or done anything anymore. And they've gotten to where they're rotting in their own stew, you know, so.
Oh, you make a point. There's
lots
of people like that.
So you got to get up and get out and get into life and get into society or at least something to get yourself, you know. And I know people that get depressed and that's all they do is they'll close up instead of fighting the depression, getting up and getting out into life, they'll just, nobody wants to be with me, you know.
Yeah, they had created a prison in their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they create this illusion of that they're not worthy.
So not only does government, so to speak, want people to stay in their own little prison, then you've created a prison in your mind, and then even... some of the religious organizations don't want people to go outside. I think it's all about creating control and keeping people from their freedoms, which, I mean, you're free.
I think it's all about control.
Yeah, so it's don't let yourself be controlled. Even by control, you know, you're supposed to control yourself, but don't even let your, you know, get in your own mind and then get yourself in some sort of prison of your mind. You know, try to keep active, try to keep moving, try to get out into life and nature and keep some sense of freedom and alertness and aliveness and run out in the middle of the field and yell or something. Ah! You know. you know. I don't know how best to explain what I'm trying to. Because I do that. I'll get out. I'll go to a park and go to a middle of someplace. I hope I'm by myself, and I'll just yell at the top of my lungs. Or
is that you?
Or sing a note or something.
I was wondering who that was.
You
no,
know,
just kidding.
The birds might jump from the trees, but
you must scream really loud. I can scream, but not that loud.
Sometimes you just gotta let out a big cathartic, you know, scream or something. You know, open up that throat chakra.
So lessons of getting out of your house. What do you do? First thing you do?
Put on some clothes.
Okay.
Oh, I've done.
Take a shower.
Rolls me out right there.
Take a shower. Put on some clothes. Put on your shoes.
Put your hand on the doorknob and turn it. Stick your head out. Make sure nothing's coming. Hit you with someone. Hit you with a snowball. Close the door. I knew it! I knew I couldn't go out there. People with snowballs all over the place. No, but it's hard sometimes for people to get out of their house. It's tough.
I've been there. Like, get ready to go somewhere, all ready to go do something, and then get my clothes on, get the keys, I'm ready to go out the door. Then I forget something. And it's just like, I'll go back up to my apartment, set down the keys, and then maybe I had to go to the bathroom or something. I'll go, and then I said, I ain't going today. And then I'll tell myself, talk myself out of doing what I had planned to do. So, and then I'm like, I don't feel like it. I'm going to stay in. So.
You know what's funny is a lot of the things that are going on in the world right now, especially during the wintertime in this country, are very rare. You know, the government hopes that you don't protest during the winter. That's their biggest dream, that you don't do things, that you will become somewhat sedentary. It just stay in your house and bitch on forums and stuff.
Right.
So for them, it's a very awkward place to be, you know, with these people protesting in the wintertime.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize that.
They're not used to that.
Yeah, that's not normal. So, you know, people are really fed up. That's how I know it's serious, because when my dad would tell me those things about, you know, because he was in the Army, and about, you know, when they had to do rioting and stuff, they were always counted that nothing would ever happen during the wintertime. Because if it happens in the wintertime, better be careful. Because a winter battle is worse, you know, people rioting in the wintertime is worse than in the summertime. Number one, people are uncomfortable, and the police are uncomfortable. In the summertime, you can, you know, you...
Right, make a party
you know,
of it.
Yeah,
and,
you know.
Right, you know.
But in the wintertime, it's no partying, man. It's not about partying. It's being to the point. And we're all cold and we're all out here standing. So that means that there's some issues. You know, for people to get out in the cold in March says a lot. Says a lot.
And so the last of these seven Uranus Plutos, I'll tell you what, it's going to calm down a little bit after the first of the year. But then once we get next, I was looking at, I do a whole class in December, every December on, you know, I go through what the whole next year is, like the overall view of the next year and everything. Overall, next year looks calmer than this year, but there are two periods that are late part of July looks, there's a lot of energy there, but middle of March of next year, when we have the seventh of these Uranus-Pluto squares, there's going to be some stuff that goes down next March. There was so much stuff happening, this really big planetary stuff, that's going to be our hot spot for next year. Then after that, it should calm down a little bit but there's going to be some stuff that gets overthrown between now and next March. There's going to be some changes made.
Yeah, my biggest example of how I see the world is, imagine yourself in a drum circle, and everybody's got their own rhythm, because the world's a big rhythm. one big drum.
Yep.
Okay, and everybody's drumming along, and they all have their beats, and they're all doing a thing, but there's always that one group or that one guy that comes in the group and just plays off beat on purpose, or just doesn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's following his own drum beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, regardless, it's his rhythm. But those things agitate other rhythmic patterns, other people. So it's an anomaly. It's like something that doesn't belong in there. And as human beings, we try to fight those things off. It's like viruses and diseases and things that you've seen, all kinds of movies you've seen. But I believe that's what's happening right now, is that we're in this beat that the people don't resonate with. They hear this, but all of a sudden they hear like, you know, something that just doesn't.
Right.
They're like, wait, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, it's a pattern. It's a message. It's a signal that people are not jiving with. You know, we've been fed this rhythm all the time.
Right.
And all of a sudden the rhythm's changing to this other rhythm. It's really cool. And they're trying to outplay that other rhythm.
Right.
You know, to the point where they're trying to drown it out. But you can't drown out. You can't.
Right. Right.
You can't.
Mm. Yeah, there's...
Mm-hmm.
Our words are rhythms. Everything. We can sing songs, you know. You know, create rhythms with our mouth, with our hands, you know. The world is a rhythm, man.
So there's lots of fun variables out there right now. And so it's, you know, I got into a conversation yesterday with somebody talking about, you know, it's really hard to, be just like a straight up like psychic right now or anything. Because I know that I'm having, I mean, I can see the astrological energies and stuff, but there's things in black and white that I can see and stuff that is kind of helpful. But I'll tell you what, man, it's hard looking down the road. Like I'm looking at my chart or somebody else's. It's hard looking down the road right now because there's so much upheaval and so many things going on that where it used to be really easy to show people, say, hey, you can expect this 6 months from now. And for, you know, cause like when I do a reading for somebody, I kind of give them a layout for the next year and you know, what stuff coming up in the near to somewhat distant future. But again, it's a little trickier now. So you really gotta understand which way the energy is flowing. Because I've tweaked how I read certain most planetary combinations and stuff now. I don't, if I gave somebody a reading 2 years ago and then would give the same person one now, I would read the same planetary transits differently because there is so much energy out there and so much weird energy and such immense shifts and rebellions going on personal and global levels that I read a lot of stuff a lot differently than I would have, than I did a couple years ago.
Sure. I hear you. As Katie's biting her, pushing her lips together.
Oh.
So I missed this. But apparently there was a TV show on last night.
What was it called?
It was supposed to be. It was on a Discovery Channel. It was called Eaten Alive. Apparently this guy went into the... was going to go be eaten by he's going to let an anaconda swallow him whole. So I kind of missed out on this, but apparently it was a 2-hour show, and apparently the guy backed out at the last minute. He got to where the anaconda was starting
crushing
to constrict him, and he called for help and everything, and apparently it was really lame, but...
Why was
it?
Because
it was like an
down.
Hour and 50 minutes. I guess the first hour and 50 minutes of the show was nothing but fluff.
Was he dying or something? Or did he just want to be eaten by
He said he felt like his arm was being broken or something.
Yeah, he did. He just wanted to do it for a stunt on TV. It was his theory. It was to help preserve the Amazon. Was his main theory is to show these creatures and that, you know, they don't really kill that many people, and see, I can get swallowed by one. And that was his original thought, but then he got freaked out at the end.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why he thought it would go better than it did. You know, but it's...
Isn't he too big, or don't they... Do they...
Oh, they can open their mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anacondas can swallow.
It's kind of like the post that my wife sent me about the dolphin humping the girl on the pier. Did you see that one?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see that.
I'm like, see, it's what she sent me. This.
It's a favorite.
Well, you know, dolphins have been known to rape other dolphins and people.
Yeah.
They're very highly sexual animals. Yeah. People don't realize that.
And, you know, and they don't call the next day either.
Yeah. Well, they don't talk about it too much on the news because it's not, people want to get bad rap to dolphins, you know.
Right.
I saw one where a dolphin was humping something else. You know, it was, I don't know. But you can tell he was getting off by doing something to, I think, a stuffed animal or something.
Dolphins aren't as nice and docile as people think sometimes. They're really, it's like, you know, imagine yourself. Just put yourself in the situation if you were a dolphin, you know,
mm-hmm.
put in a cage or put in a big jar and just have to be a performer. I feel bad for animals that get put into these situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like prison.
Yeah.
It is. As a matter of fact, it is prison.
They lose their freedom.
You get fish if you dance or hump this girl. I mean, it's funny, but, you know, she could have been crushed. He could have pulled her into the water. He could have drowned her, you know, anything. It's just really, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And the next video was a dolphin biting a girl's hand. Of course, that was kind of a stupid thing because she was holding a plate. She turned her head and the dolphin went, oh, food. He didn't take her hand or anything. But 83 teeth in there, man.
Wow, they can bite as well as a because I know they can bite as well as a shark can.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just one of them curious people. I'd like to see
what.
I don't know.
A good dolphin raping.
Excuse me for coughing. But Katie made me crack up.
I don't know. You know. Because it's weird stuff, you know.
What are we talking about? I missed something here. Dolphin show dancing or
no,
humping
the dolphin. Yeah, the dolphin doing whatever.
I don't know, Katie. There's an ocean. It's about 2,000 miles from here. You can go check it out if you want.
No, where's the video clip?
Oh,
was
I took it off.
YouTube
I took it down because it's on my wife's page, I think.
Okay.
But I was just like. People were starting to say some vulgar things. I just
because then people get stupid about stuff.
I always got some friends that just push it to the next level, and it's like
you're right. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't
want to
offend
like
the people
that.
Who, you know.
Oh yeah, because they
glad I'm well behaved all the time.
That's why I watch what's put on my wall. I've got where some things are. I've got a before things are put. Some things are put on my wall.
I think that dolphin's name.
Check it out first.
That dolphin's name was Mr. Blue.
Oh.
He looked like he was on a little horse, right?
I was going to say, what's his name? Gil.
Mr. Blue. We were talking about Mr. Blue on Sunday.
Yeah,
afternoon.
We'll have to fill you in after the show.
Okay.
That's what you missed for not coming to eat with us.
We had fun.
Yeah, you just go to Shrum Mound.
No,
they were
talking
about it, but...
It was cold, and it was starting to get dark. So, but Shrum Mound is one of our nice places that we like to go to for you out there who don't know us here in Columbus.
Mr. Blue. Dolphin.
Oh, gotcha.
So, but...
The background on the chat room is a dolphin jumping in out of the water. The boat falls behind.
Miss one lunch and miss all the dolphin raping.
Well, actually, it wasn't about dolphins.
It wasn't about dolphins. It was
completely different story. You're just going to have to be filled in later.
Okay.
Because we don't want to shock our listeners.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to shock our audience.
Them. Yeah.
That's like they're not already
happy.
They're like, this is Lunchtime Wisdom? Hell yeah.
Yeah, there'd be there, and then we talked about there's going to be a new show coming up called the Lioness. Something.
And the Penguin or something like that.
The,
it's called the Lion's Den or something. Lion's Den.
The Lion's Lair.
Lion's Lair.
Who's going to be the Penguin?
Oh, that was a joke. I just threw that in there.
Oh.
I mean, you can if you want, but.
There's the Lion's Lair. It's
yes, a
getting
friend of
people
ours.
Who need advice on certain subjects and things. And it's going to be myself and a friend of ours.
I see.
And we'll talk about.
Oh, God. You're going to let those two together on a show?
And we're going to.
Raffaella?
We're going to start
Katie.
Having
oh.
it. We're going to pre-record first so we don't get a lot of idiots, hopefully.
Raffaella.
Selfie.
So, you know, kind
goodness
of advice to the lovelorn.
You can always tell when it's getting close to.
I know where that's
ending
go.
Time, don't we? Yeah,
I know.
Actually, we get invited on from time to time.
So, yeah, because
okay.
We'll need some perspective.
For the male, yeah, the male perspective.
Yeah,
of,
how
yes.
male perspective on certain
we already know
things.
Part of your perspective you shared with us earlier today.
Yeah.
For those of you who missed it, you have to listen to the show now.
Yeah.
Gloria, not Gloria, Georgia. Georgia will be on.
I can't remember whose nicknames go with who anymore.
Georgia is the southern, you know, southern girl. She wanted candy cane for Christmas. Yeah. Somebody did offer her a candy cane, but...
Is Georgia your number four?
Yeah, Georgia's
okay.
One.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
We are back.
I believe our friend Adriana is probably at work right now. By laughing herself silly.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Well, we've had a lot of good wisdom to share today about what's going on out there in the crazy U.S. of A.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing that a lot of people don't know. There are people who don't care
mm-hmm.
and don't know. Probably don't care because they don't know. They would probably die if they knew. They probably have a
yeah.
hard time.
Yeah, I would just... You know, winter's here. Winter, people kind of hibernate anyway, so to speak, but there are a lot of outdoor activities and stuff to do in the winter times, especially just like last Sunday we had such a beautiful sunny day when there are those good days. And then the East Coast is getting ready to get hit by a major snowstorm again. So, but when there are those good days, get up and get out and do something in life. Or just like myself, when it's sunny like that, I get extra energy to get up and get a project done, even in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to keep the – I have a big picture window where I'll open up and let the sun shine in and feel the energy and the warmth of the sun come through that window even in the wintertime. So.
I'm glad we're not like the bears when they hibernate. Could you imagine human race hibernating, plugging their butts with mud so they don't have to go to the bathroom? That's what bears do.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I never know that.
Yep.
So, all that rotten
they,
poop
and then they
inside
let loose.
Of them.
That's why they get so big and they eat so well.
And then they eat, probably come out and eat berries and stuff in the spring to help move traffic
well,
along.
I think they'll probably, yeah. But the thing is, you know, I just think of the human race hibernating around the world. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Are those in...
Yeah.
We'd just
or
be
half
picked,
the world.
We'd be picked off by
yeah, half the world
as we're sleeping.
Gets, yeah, half the world hibernates because it's summer on the
yeah
Australia and stuff. It's getting ready to. It's
yeah, when it's
well, you're from the north part of the
something.
World, aren't you? Why? Because you got that hibernating look on your face.
Right.
Been sleep like Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod Crane.
Fall asleep. or go on our stasis pods.
Yeah, that movie's really cool. Interstellar, you guys have to go see it. It's a 3-hour movie, and it's worth every hour. I like the part where they're on this one planet they weren't going to go and explore. You age 7 years for every hour you're on the planet.
Wow.
They were on the planet, and they left one guy on the ship. They escaped, finally. But there was this huge waves, man. They rode this one wave, and they got logged. Their ship got, the fuselage got logged a little bit. They finally got off, and they got back to the ship. The guy had been waiting for 23 years on the ship. Because I never left. I didn't know if you guys were ever going to come back. But they were only gone for, like, several hours.
And then
just because of the size of the planet and the black hole that was spinning around there. And it was really cool.
Wow.
Interesting movie.
Okay.
I highly recommend it. And they have a lot of how the Earth would end, like a big dust bowl, basically, is what happens.
So they have to go looking for other planets to go live on.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And how they got to get these space stations into outer space. That was even cooler.
Futuristic. Except for there are dust storms and stuff going on right now. And it's funny because I've seen it on the news, yep. And I'm like, wow, this could be like the Dust Bowl again and from the 30s, you know?
It's because we do monoculturing. We only we plant, like, in rows, and we use up the soil, rub the oil, the soils.
Seems like people would have learned from history, but history always seems to repeat itself.
So now you cut those trees down.
Yep.
When you do away with the trees, we chew up on the earth.
And you don't reforest.
Imagine what it would be like if we didn't have the rainforest right now.
Mm-hmm. The deserts are getting bigger and bigger because people aren't reforesting, replanting as they go, replenishing with, because trees help keep water in the ground. Trees help keep the moisture down to the ground.
Puts oxygen in the
trees
air.
Trees and grass, grasslands.
And trees do a lot of things.
And allow the grasslands, much were fields and prairies and grasslands, people are making subdivisions. So.
Yep. Well, we have a couple minutes left, so any closing thoughts?
Got to take care of the earth. Take care of the earth. Get out there, live, plant a tree, make a garden sometime, make a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
Watch out for the crazies.
Are you feeling better now? A little bit better?
I'm starting to feel better.
You look better.
Yeah, I was sick. Less yellowish. Mm-hmm. That's a bonus. Yeah, I was sick for like 2 weeks.
Happens.
I was just like, yeah. I usually don't get sick very often.
Get you some.
Oh, what is my parting words of wisdom?
Your parting words of wisdom.
Wow, you know, look in the man in the mirror. Allow yourself to expand and to change and to adjust to circumstances without being overly judgmental or too hard on yourself. There are many scenarios changing on a daily basis, so allow yourself to move forward as you see fit.
Very good. And we will see you Friday.
Friday with super duper guest Casey Matronia.
Casey Matronia.
I love her energy reports.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's awesome. Yeah, she's great.
Yep. She used to work with me at the shop I work out of, Mr. Kavana.
Nice. All right, guys. Well, I guess that's a wrap. We'll see everybody next week.